So 38 points to 18 with Latrell Mitchell working it upfield, and he'll be playing it, followed up by the man in 17, Spencer Lenu. That's just his sixth run, but he's got about 80 metres. He has been a dynamo. Zach Lomax, oh, slips a wonderful offload as he's falling. Finds Watson. Watson zipping down the middle of the MCG. And he's going to be collected here. I think we've had the second biggest crowd in Origin history tonight. The second biggest. And they saw the biggest halftime lead in Origin history. Won't be the biggest margin in Origin history, not by a long way. Moses kicking deep. And straight down the throat of Talani on the left wing. I suspect, gentlemen, Moses will win man of the match. I'm not saying he should, but who do we think should get the award as Queensland spot?
Oh, for me, Dan, it would be Angus Crichton, hands down. I think he's been... There's a lot of great players out there for sure, but he's been above everyone. He's been fantastic.
No one would argue with that. What about you, Gertz?
Oh, look, I think Moses, he got four tries this. I mean, that's an outstanding. And some of his defensive plays, but for mine, the damage was done by Crichton early on in that first half. So
we'll see what the Aussie selectors come up with. Hardly a bad player in the New South Wales. Thought you left us, Gordy. I know you've got commitments after the game. I thought you just wanted to leave before the sirens. And the siren has sounded here. Not a moment too soon for the Maroons. They showed some heart in the second half. Well, we have seen a 40-minute decimation like we've never seen one before at State of Origin level. New South Wales, a thumping win at the MCG, 38-18. They've mastered the art of winning the neutral game, it seems, the Blues. They do it in Perth all the time, and now a thumping win here. And now we go to Brisbane. Now we go to Suncorp. There is nothing like a decider at Lang Park. And we'll be there in 3 weeks. The decider, July 17. The Blues victorious on neutral territory in front of 90,084. Do you take anything, Gordy, out of that second half?
It's not going to read as dominant as what it was watching it. It was a dominant performance. New South Wales, they probably missed the start a little bit in game one. They were absolutely outstanding. Their kicking game, their power game, their line speed, they took their chances.
Jake Trbojevic, the winning captain, with you, Ben Dobbin.
Oh, that's a great feeling to hear that, mate. Congratulations, you've squared the series. But that first half, what about that from New South Wales?
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was a great start. It really was. But I'm Paddy. It's a really, really good start to the game, mate. Now, we talked about it all week, so it was really pleasing. And come here, we had to level the series. Didn't matter how, but we got it done. And really happy about it.
At halftime, you're screaming at your players at halftime, the vision. What were you saying to them, mate?
Mate, I just wanted to just keep doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? Don't go away from it. Obviously, got a little bit scrappy there in the second half with a few Symbians and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, we got the result. Probably wouldn't have liked the three tries the second half, but I can't complain, mate. Very happy getting the win tonight.
I got some happy boys up there. Wade Graham, Ryan Girdler, and Gordon Tallis as well. He's not as happy.
Hey, Jakey, congratulations, mate. That was a tremendous New South Wales win. Were you guys that good at the beginning, or did you feel that Queensland were a little bit off?
Mate, I don't know. I'm really happy with how we started, if I'm being honest. I haven't really thought too much about them so far. Obviously, we have a look at it, but I'm really happy with our start, Gordy. We looked at Sydney, and even when we had 13 men, we missed the start. They got us at the start, so it was a big focus for us, and I'm just really happy to get away with the start, and obviously great to get the result.
Jakey, Ryan Girdler, mate, congratulations. Outstanding performance, and you know, you could tell just in game one that you guys were a connected bunch, even though when you went down to 12, there was guys out there that were just celebrating the little moments. It looks like you've got that sort of culture in there. You've got your Stephen Crichtons and Angus Crichton. Dylan Edwards comes in, and those guys just have brought what they do at club level into that side, and gee, it looked like it made a hell of a difference tonight.
Guys, they've been great, honestly. There we are. Whatever people say about them, they're just good people, you know what I mean? They're all down-to-earth people. They bring everyone together, and they're just good guys to have around, so... It was a really good camp. We've had a really great two camps. We've got to give credit to Madge. He's put a lot of hard work into it, and it's been really good, but I guess there's still work to be done.
Jakey Wader here, mate. Firstly, congratulations. What a performance from your team, and it's important you celebrate the victory tonight. You got the job done. You keep the series alive. But as skipper, what are you going to say to the boys when you get into the sheds? It's a big task still in front of us at Suncorp.
massive task, mate. I played in three deciders up there and lost them all. So huge task for us. We know what's ahead of us, but yeah, we'll give it a red hot crack, mate. And tonight was a really good performance. We'll just keep building on that.
Mate, enjoy tonight, brother.
Good on you, Skipper.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Well done. Well done, Jake Trbojevic. Yes, winning New South Wales captain. Gordy has officially departed. Nice job from Gordy. And we'll see you in 11 years when he's available to call for us again here, State of Origin.
Oh, you're ruthless, Dan.
Well, I think he had some very valid points about some of the officiating.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Cam Murray, fantastic return from him with you, Ben Dobbin.
Back in State of Origin up in one game. Firstly, how are you holding up, mate?
Yeah, I feel good, mate. It's hard not to feel good after a win like that. So, it feels good to be back.
Very special for New South Wales to square the series in that fashion. It was a real statement by you guys tonight.
Yeah, I'm just really pleased with the result. Particularly that first half, we did everything we trained for over the last week and a half. So some really good positives out of that. Obviously, fell into the trap of, probably getting a little bit too comfortable there in the second half and probably letting a few more points than we would have liked. But happy with the wins, but a lot to take away from, lot to build off the next game.
Up to you, Wade and Gerds.
Cam Wader here, mate. Firstly, congratulations on a hell of a performance. I suppose this series, both games, we've been shocked, right? Shocked by Suwali getting sent off and the contest in that first game, but the halftime score of this game here, what you boys did, what was the feeling at halftime? Because it was unbelievable up here how dominant you boys were.
Yeah, it was a good feeling, walking in 30 points up, you can't really take too many negatives out of what happened. But, the energy was high, but we just tried to keep a lid on it and remind ourselves that we just needed to start the second half up.
Yep.
We lost him. Is he back?
Hey, Cam, just quickly, Ryan Gerland, mate, congratulations. You weren't part of game one, but when you went into camp to prepare for game two, what did you notice about the group coming off that loss in Sydney?
There was no loss of enthusiasm, I think, and we were building something pretty special there. I was lucky enough to be a part of game one camp a little bit, and there's a good vibe in there, but it would have been easy to off the back of that loss, kind of drop their heads, but they came in, chins up and full of energy. So, they believed in what they were building and you took it into this game. And so, yeah, it was a pretty special feeling.
Cam, I know it's enemy territory, but how good's game three going to be at that joint? They're going to be feral up there.
Yeah, that's why we play the game. Big moments like that, and it doesn't get much bigger than decider at Suncorp. And we've pulled up short there a few times over the last couple of years, so it's going to be a hell of a challenge. And, we'll celebrate tonight, but we're all looking forward to a massive game.
Good for you.
Well done, mate.
Well done,
Cam
Murray. Well played by him. A big return.
How good's it to have Cam Murray back?
Oh, he's a weapon, mate. You can go through that whole New South Wales team. It was not one bad player. They were brilliant. Everyone who was included, Moses, Edwards, Murray back, Connor Watson off the bench, had a little cameo. And, again, I asked it in the question to Cam Murray. The series has been the first two games. Something shocking has happened, right? And you just can't believe the contest. We've sat here at halftime, sort of almost gobsmacked of where the game is actually at, and for two completely different reasons. The first game, obviously the send-off, and it felt like the contest went out of it, and then here at halftime, New South Wales being so dominant, again, it felt like the contest went out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to Ben Dobbin because we've just had some wild, well, not so wild,
but I'm still in the sin bin.
Since round two,
yeah, I know.
Dobbin and Latrell have not met. Yeah. And he brushed you aside.
No, he didn't tell me to F off. But anyway, that's fine. That's all right. We move on.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
I certainly blame you for him swearing that night. But anyway, that's okay.
I'll try and get Dylan Edwards, boys.
Anyway, all good. Dobbo being the good journo, trying to get the interview. But Latrell is leaving him in the dust. And, this is interesting. Mitch Moses is being interviewed by Channel 9. Now, that often means if they get interviewed this early, they're not man of the match. I'm just thinking of the punters out there, Gerds. I'm going to Dobbo, aren't I? Okay,
yeah.
Dobbo, down to you.
Yeah, he made his debut tonight. Finally, congratulations. A great win. You get a try as well. Dylan Edwards, well done, mate.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Pretty surreal. Obviously, very happy with the win.
Yeah, it was a big one, and you guys needed to strike back. And so, obviously, the last 10 days has been a focus, and it looked like you guys executed your game plan that first half. It was almost perfect.
Yeah, definitely. We put a lot of focus into starting the game well. I thought we laid the platform really well. Our middles really went to work. We really focused on the effort areas of the game and we started really well.
Can I ask you this? You've played in three premierships. How does this compare?
Yeah, it's a different beast. Sort of a stop-starty sort of game because there were so many tries, but I'm looking forward to really grind in Suncorp and see how we go. But yeah, it definitely goes up intensity.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Go and enjoy it.
Thank you.
Well done. Then Dobbin there with Dylan Edwards. No one's going to be shocked that he starred at this level. I mean, he's done it. He's done it for Penrith for years. Big Clive Churchill medal winner. Yeah.
That, you know what? That as Dobbo said, or as Dill just said, it's not his style of game.
He summed it up straight away, didn't he? Yeah.
The tighter the contest, the harder it is out there, the more of a sort of the teams get in the cycle, the more he excels. So for him to, you know, still have 20 runs for 176 metres and, you know, score that try, it's a pretty incredible night.
Good work by this man here to speak after a defeat. Daly Cherry Evans with you, Dobbo.
Tough night, mate. That first half, you'd like that back, I suspect.
Oh, for sure, for sure. That's as simple as that. It got away from us in the first half and they were really, really good. And to make it even worse, we were poor. So that's what you get. That's when you get the scoreline that we got at halftime. So really disappointed in that, but that's footy and we've got to move on.
What did Billy say at halftime? I mean, you can look at the positives of the second half, but what was the message from the coach?
We just had to get back to our footy and we had to play some footy, mate. It was simple as that. Obviously, ball control was a big one. Put ourselves under a lot of pressure with ball control and discipline. I thought we fixed that up and we played some footy in the second half and we ended up scoring some points in the end, and that's what we've got to be proud of.
Yeah, and I mean, you can look at that. You now go to a decider, but this New South Wales team, they're going to get a lot of confidence from that. How do you guys regroup in such a quick amount of time and get back?
Yeah, it's footy. That's our job, is to regroup, is to take the positives out of it, and it's to learn from the things that we weren't good enough at. So I trust the staff, I trust the players, and I know this isn't how we wanted it to go tonight, but we've got to wash ourselves off and look at the opportunity we've got to go back to Suncorp.
Good on you. Thanks for giving me some time.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Well done. Thank you, Daly Cherry Evans. Triple M rocking the origin here from the MCG. We'll bring you the man of the match on the other side of this and we'll ask some questions moving forward here as New South Wales try and win a decider in Queensland and the Maroons try and turn things around for the big game in 3 weeks' time. Triple M rocking State of Origin.
Was that the halftime whistle or did you just get a text? Don't miss a thing with Specsavers Audiology. Book a hearing appointment today for high definition sound at low Specsavers prices.
Triple M rocks State of Origin. Play of the day.
Throws this away to Luai, gets a long pass across. Magnificent kick away to Edwards. Gets it up in the throw. Pinks, he is back and scores. That is gorgeous. That is clinical. That is classy. That is another New South Wales try.
Shut up. The foot is on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy. This half for Beacon Trade, your trade partner for lighting, fans and electrical accessories for the Aussie home. Beacon Trade. Let's make light work.
So the Blues players, some of them still out on the field. I am told Mitchell Moses has in fact won man of the match. So we're confirming that. Okay, well done, Mitchell Moses. I know you boys said Angus Crichton, but Moses gets it with 4 try assists. So they used to do it the old days where they would have their ad break and then interview the man of the match, but they've obviously changed things up there, Channel 9, so they interviewed Mitch Moses, which threw me off, but he is the man of the match. More importantly, Gerds and Wade Graham. Gordy has left us. That was prearranged, by the way. That's not because Queensland lost 38 points to 18. How much do you celebrate a win like this, knowing, obviously, like game one, job's not done?
Yeah, well, it's important to celebrate and enjoy it, right? You put so much work into it. You're under so much pressure, particularly New South Wales coming in with the series on the line. You come out here, you get the job done in a neutral venue, and you need to take that time and enjoy that sense of achievement. But just as much as you can enjoy it, you need to switch that off because you know there's a monumental task in front of you. You need to go to Suncorp and play a decider against Queensland. We heard Jakey Trbojevic before So he's been up there, what, three times? He hasn't had one. He hasn't won one yet. And New South Wales have been in this exact position before. Lost game one, dominated game two, go to Suncorp full of confidence, and then it's just a different beast up there with all those Queenslanders against you. So, yes, you enjoy it. Job done for tonight. Come on tomorrow. You're off to Clubland again to put your best foot forward for them, and then all systems go for game three.
It's going to be interesting, Dan, because Michael Maguire has obviously taken a team to a premiership. So, you know, he's been involved, and he's been involved in that biggest week of the year. And he's going to take a side up into Suncorp, which is going to be a kind of similar thing, isn't it? Like, you know, it's a pretty busy week, but you've got to come up with a strategy on how to handle that week best to give you guys the best opportunity to go into that environment and be successful. So I think the fact that he's had that experience at club level is really going to hold him in good stead, because whatever New South Wales have done in the last, I don't know how many times they've gone up there for deciders, it hasn't worked. And you know what? We've been humbled on most occasions. Like, even what year was it? A couple of years ago where we dominated, you spoke about it.
New South Wales had a better list.
Everyone was thinking, we're going to go up there and find a way here after losing game one.
Munster was a late withdrawal, if I remember correctly.
Tuolungi and Munster were pulled out because of COVID, and it was like, oh, well, you know, by how far? And, that you know, Queensland always find a way up there. So New South Wales need to navigate that lead-in week just a little bit differently, Wado.
Yeah, and just the same way where, you know, Swally got sent off early in that game one, and New South Wales, they would have been stewing over that all game two, feeling that we didn't give ourselves a chance. We didn't get a chance to show our best version of ourselves because the circumstances went against us. Queensland will be stinging from this. There's no doubt about it. They will be... Billy will hit him between the eyes. He already talked about go out there and play with respect for the jersey in this second half, because what was dished up in the first half, there's no hiding around it. They just didn't get the job done, and they were no match for New South Wales. So that stings. That stings on a personal level as a player. And then you add the history of the jersey. You feel like you've let that jersey down. They'll come back into game, you know, camp three, ready to go. Like that. They'll be wanting to get there as fast as they can to try and seek a little bit of redemption from tonight. Because you know what happens? If you win game three and you win the series, everyone forgets game two.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
There have been 14 New South Wales teams go to Brisbane in a decider. Two have won. And you have to be a damn special team to do it. The two that did it, 1994, you're talking a golden era.
Yep.
You're talking Daly, Stewart, Clyde. The last bit of Elias magic.
Lazarus.
Tim Brasher. Glenn Lazarus, one of the great winners.
Maybe the chief.
Chief Harrigan in his absolute prime. That's an all-time team.
Totally.
2005, the last time they did it. Johns, back, if you remember.
Yeah.
Minicello, one of the best players in the world at that moment.
Yep.
Gasnier and Cooper in the centres.
Yep.
Danny Badiris in all-time form. And this back three, Hindmarsh, Fitzgibbon and Kennedy. That's the level you have to be at for New South Wales to win in Queensland. But you watch that first half and you think, boy, oh boy, that is hard to stop. I know it's a different story up there, and it's going to be officiated differently.
Well, that's the thing. That's what you touched on, Dan. And they're the things that New South Wales, and I spoke about it during the call at the back end of that game, you need to go out there with an awareness that, you know, you're not going to get the lucky, you know, 50-50 calls aren't going to go your way. I mean, we've done heaps of origins up there, Dan. Every time something happens, you know, from a New South Wales perspective, when Queensland feel like they can influence, they do, and that's what makes it so special. So, it's going to be a difficult task. They need to approach it in probably a different way that they have before. They will take confidence out of tonight, but they're not silly, and they know what's ahead of them.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about that great team, particularly the last one you read out. The one bit of confidence you can say about New South Wales, they've got guys in their team who have done things that no one else has. They've got Stephen Crichton, three premierships in a row. Dylan Edwards, three premierships in a row. Jerome Luai, three premierships in a row. So there's sprinkles around there, and some of the guys are in career best form. Like, we talk about how good Angus Crichton has been playing throughout his career. I don't know if he's ever been playing better than he has been right now. Zach Lomax, he is fantastic on the wing. Latrell Mitchell, he came in here today and delivered the moments that he had to. Mitchell Moses, man of the match performance, four try assists. So if we're going to go up there, we need to fight fire with fire, and we certainly have the calibre of, I'd say, character in the team who will look at that challenge and will go, well, just because other people haven't been able to do it doesn't mean that we can't do it. And, you know, you have to have faith in those guys. Like Stephen Crichton tonight, we talk about everyone in this team, and you look at his stats and they weren't actually that great. Like, he had four runs. He did have 121 metres from those four runs. One was the intercept
where he ran where 80 metres.
He made the big break. But his off-the-ball stuff, his presence, his leadership, just he was on point and in the game. And you just you don't get a break as a teammate when you have someone like that just keeping you in the game, keeping you focused on your job, what's next. And, you know, if there's ever a time that we're probably in a good position to do it, now's the time.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll wrap things up on the other side of this. Big night for the Blues. One all. We go to another Origin decider. Triple M rocking State of Origin number 2 for Ream Hot Water and for McDonald's.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rock State of Origin. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rock State of Origin.
All right, a reminder, Women's Origin tomorrow night. Hasn't that been a great series? And it culminates in a decider in Townsville. So we'll be on deck tomorrow night. And then Friday night footy, Canterbury versus Cronulla. Now, that's in the usual Friday night footy slot, so no 6 o'clock game. And then we get back to pretty much the norm. Although there's three games I see on Sunday, including a Sunday night game, which we'll be calling on Triple M Footy, Roosters versus West's Tigers. But lots of footy over the weekend, 7 games in all, and that's after Women's Origin here on Triple M Footy. Now, Gerds and Wado, we need to do the player of the match, which we do, of course, for Employment Hero. From hired to retired, Employment Hero's HR, recruitment and payroll software handles it all. It's employment solved. Search Employment Hero today. Now, how have we done this, gents? Have we? It's Gerds.
Are we? Am I doing it? Yeah. Well, I think it's you, Matt. Unanimous between Wado and I. We've been pretty, you know, pretty aligned all night. So let's start with number one to the 1 point to the fullback for the Blues tonight on debut, Dylan Edwards. Outstanding night. 2 points. Mitchell Moses.
Yes.
Great kicking game, 4 try assists and 3 points. Best player on the field, voted by all of us.
Yes.
The 3 of us collectively was Angus Crichton.
Charlie, can you check if Ladbrokes will pay on that for man of the match instead of the official decision? Some of us, that might be very handy. In all honesty, though, either of them could have got man of the match and no one would complain. Moses was fantastic. Someone asked during the call, I think it was Gordon being a bit cheeky, what happens if Cleary is available? I don't think he is going to be available. What do you actually do, Wado, if Cleary plays next week for Penrith?
Nah, well, unfortunately, he's just going to play Moses, right? He was man of the match, Wally Lewis medal. It's a nice game. He did exactly what he was asked to do. He controlled it. And, you know, I know we look at his try assist. He's obviously the halfback in his control and management of the game. But some of his defence tonight, like, they play that up and in style. But you can up and in and back off if you feel like you're going to be left short. Or you can up and in and back yourself to make the tackle. And a couple of times he landed on the pass and forced errors out of Tommy Dearden. And that's frustrating as another half when your plays are getting red and you feel like you don't have time. Yeah. And Moses, not known for his defence, and not what he came in for, excelled there. So, yeah, you'd have to go Moses. But I don't think Nathan will be back anyway. So it's probably a moot argument.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. A moot argument.
What did you say?
Sorry. No. Leave that go. We'll leave that.
Oh, it's
lucky as
after.
It's
10:30. It's 10:30.
Don't try and sound like a lawyer,
sorry,
Wade,
sorry.
Because that can get us all thrown off.
I thought you hit the moot button, did you? Did you? I'm just trying to follow along.
You know, I'm going to win this broadcast because
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Bye, everyone.
You boys enjoyed the one game Gordy did. They got absolutely pants.
I didn't notice.
All right. I think Wally's back, the King. All right, so the King is with us for game number 3 with you two gibberers and myself, another gibberer. So what a night it's been here at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Over 90,000 have seen New South Wales emphatically beat Queensland. We'll see you in Brisbane for the decider. Shut up.
Stay State of Origin on Triple M. Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Get expert service trusted by the trade at your local Mitre 10 Trade Centre.
Over 90,000 people are here. This is the G. This is State of Origin number 2. Like to Robson. Throws to Murray. Murray keeps it going to Moses. On to Martin.
Oh, yeah!
Martin scores. Liam Martin scores. And Queensland finally relax. Moses to the left of the white. Latrell with the flick on to Toto. Oh, beautiful football, New South Wales, and Toto scores. Moses, high kick to the Lomax side, empty goes, takes it. It's a great Zach Lomax try. That is Israel Folau stuff from Lomax.
Here comes the year two. Moses rolling in the kick.
Here comes a try. It's another one for New South Wales. Toto, this is an absolute carve-up at the MCG. Moses away to Luai, gets a line. Oh, it's a quite magnificent flick away to Luai. Edwards gets it on to Latrell. Pizzi is back and scores. Edwards gets it on. Steve Crichton, late offload. Lomax scores. They're into the 30s. We're into record territory, ladies and gentlemen. Liam Martin goes for 10.
It's got to send the Queenslander off and get control of the game.
And Carrigan goes
for 10. But the Knuckles just sent
12 on 12. Grant gives it to Dean, and Dean to Cherry. But here's Nanae. Nanae for the line, and the great try score is over. Jeremiah Nanae's in, and Queensland fans go up for the first time.
Beautiful.
Now, Robertow Lundy runs down the vacant left wing, now puts a kick in. Here comes the hammer. If he's onside, he's going to score. That's lovely stuff for Queensland. She is not over. Last, under the sticks, Robson to the right to Moses. Out it goes, Edwards. Queensland have made an error of defence, and Edwards just slices short, scores. Ewan Edwards has his first State of Origin try. As Carrigan away to Cherry Evans, he's got a decoy at Capel. He gets it out to Taulungi. It's a try. And Queensland get their third. Murray Taulungi. The siren has sounded here. Not a moment too soon for the Maroons. New South Wales, a thumping win at the MCG. 38-18.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays, and more. That's L